The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday crossed the 9,000-point mark, and that altitude left some CNBC anchors as breathless as a Tour de France biker.
The market's in full rally mode as better-than-expected earnings helped send the Dow above 9,000 for the first time since January.
Ford reported its first profit in over a year. AT&T's profit beat expectations on the strength of its wireless business, and all that comes on the heels of some very high profit reports out of the banking sector over the last week. But will it stick? And is the market's uptick a good measure of a recovery overall?
It's a good news, bad news situation.
Bart Narder is a senior vice president of the financial consultancy Celent.
If you happen to be employed, it's good news for the banks in that you're socking your money away and putting it in the bank. You're not putting it into Wall Street. But if you don't happen to have a job, or if you happen to own a house that's way underwater, you are defaulting on your loans.
And indeed, some of the reports coming out late in the day reflected that darker underbelly of some corporate earnings. American Express and Capital One both reported more customers aren't paying their bills. Each company had to write down about 10% of their credit card loans. Earlier in the week, Wells Fargo posted record profits, but also said more than 11.5% of its credit card payments would not be collected. Narder says the sleeping beast lies in the bad loans yet to come.
I don't feel good about it. I don't think fundamentally, you know, we can have a sound economy when we have 10% unemployment.
Deutsche Bank senior economist Torsten Slok says there's another reason it's difficult to assess where the economy is today.
The big discussion is what is the new normal? What does the world look like on the other side of this crisis?
Slok says the economy won't look or behave the way it did prior to the crisis, so it's hard to gauge what to expect. Take the airlines, for example. It's not clear how many people will fly and therefore how many planes to order or how many pilots to keep on staff. Slok notes that this last quarter, a significant number of companies managed to boost profits by simply cutting their costs. But the measure of a true recovery comes only when consumers start spending again. There, he says, the critical thing to watch is home prices.
Consumers continue to be under some pressure, in particular in an environment where one very important asset on the consumer balance sheet, namely home prices, are still declining. So that's why a bottom in the housing market continues to be the key to the economic recovery.
Home sales have started to bounce back, but overall, Slok says that with foreclosures still in the pipelines, the bottom in home prices won't be coming for another 6 to 9 months. And that is why many economists say they'll wait a while longer to bust out the champagne and party hats. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.